You know who I was thinking about the other day? You're not gonna get it. You're not gonna
Okay,
answer. Yeah,
who are you? Who are you thinking
actually,
about?
I want to hear you guess now, just out of curiosity. Who you think I was thinking about?
Grimace from the old McDonald's commercials.
You are way off.
Okay. All right. What about the Kool-Aid guy who crashes through the walls in those
I
old
see
commercials?
a theme here. We're sticking with fat people.
No, they're not. They're not fat. No, come on.
The Grimace could drop a few.
Okay.
Well, I in all fairness to him, he eats at home. Okay, this is gonna be anticlimactic now.
Right. Who were you thinking about?
Duffy, remember Duffy?
No.
Exactly. That's the problem. She had an album called Rock Fairy, like, I don't know, 13 years ago. And it was
Okay.
awesome. I loved it. She was this, I think they call him a chanteuse out of the UK, had a singer
Okay.
and had a phenomenal album. And then Adele came along and said, "I got this, Duffy."
Okay. Yeah, no clue who Duffy is. Maybe if I heard a Duffy song, can you sing me something?
Yeah, well, I'm going to Rock Fairy or something like that. I'm telling you, it was good. I'm telling you, do yourself a favor, go on to your Spotify or whatever you use,
Yeah.
find the album Rock Fairy, listen to it. You'll be excited, and then realize that, oh yeah, Adele did it a little bit better.
Okay.
And
All
then
right.
ever since then, I think Duffy works at with Grimace. So I feel bad for her. I'm not making fun. I feel terrible because a huge fan. Huge fan.
Okay.
Which we usually end these ones on something funny, don't we?
Whatever happened to the Hamburglar?
I don't want to get political. Hello and welcome to episode 571 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is.
Adam, just bumping my microphone around if anyone heard that, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
First time podcasting.
Yeah, new setup
Long
here.
time listener, first time podcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, have a new setup. What's the new setup?
No, I was kidding. It's the same.
Oh.
I'm in my bedroom.
Oh, living the dream.
Yeah, my home office slash spot beside my bed.
Slash studio.
Yeah, slash studio.
Yeah.
Pro, the pro setups. This is how they do it.
Yeah. I still a year in, I still have blankets strewn about in order to dampen the sound.
Gotcha.
I don't have my studio built yet either.
Okay. I'm not working on one, so mine will be
Why have
built
we started on such a
never.
sad note?
It'll be built never. Exactly never.
Yeah. Dear everybody, take an hour out of your day to listen to these two losers. Congratulations, you stumbled onto the worst podcast, and that's not even possible. There's got to be some
There's
bad
worse. There's for
podcasts.
sure. Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's how I live my life. There's worse. There's
Yeah.
worse. That's how my wife married me.
There's
I
at
convinced her.
Yeah, you can do worse. There's going to be at
Yeah.
least five podcasts out there that are worse than this one. I'm going to find them.
There's gonna be five podcasts about photography worse than this one.
Oh, for sure. There's probably a nose picking podcast. I'm spitballing here.
You have weird spitballs. That is, I would have gone with Grimace or the Hamburglar before I did nose picking.
They probably have their own podcast, and I would
I'll
listen to
bet you
that. Yeah.
the Grimace and the Hamburglar probably do a show, and they're better than ours. They have a
The
studio.
forgotten McDonald's caricatures.
They record in that giant Grimace cage thing that on springs in the never mind. The playground. What was the you remember the playground with Grimace? Like you climbed into the belly of Grimace? It wasn't Grimace, right?
I have no
and
idea.
And you can climb in about. The top. Oh, I'm going to find some photos from the 70s of like
the play,
I think
the play place.
Yeah, like 15 to 20 kids a year died in that
thing. In the belly like, of Grimace.
Well, no, climbing underneath, trying to play underneath, and then getting squished by the springs, of course.
Right.
It was a different time. There was no vaccine for climbing under there. I'll tell you that. No helmets. It was just like, all right, well, some of you aren't going to see the 80s. Don't worry about it. All right.
All right.
I'm loving it. That's what they said. Yeah. Patreon. If you want to help us out, click on our site. You'll find the Patreon link. Pledge a couple bucks a month. It helps us keep the proverbial light, not the actual lights on, because that's like a separate bill here.
Right, right.
But it does help pay the internet costs and all the costs involved in Adam's studio.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. New mic's coming.
New mic's coming. New studio. So if you want to do that, and for everybody who's already doing that, once again, we say thank you. It's much appreciated. All right, Adam, what is going on?
Winding down, all the things leading up to Christmas, like school for the children. One more week, we're trying to get things in order for holidays. Going to take a little time off myself, take a week off and just do some fun stuff with the family. So just trying to, again, prepare myself for upcoming fun and holiday time.
All right. Yeah, it's weird here. They go to school like basically right up until Christmas Eve for some reason. Like,
oh.
Yeah, I don't think they go on Christmas Eve day. I'd have to check a calendar, but it's like right up to it. Because Christmas Eve is the day here, not even Christmas Day, right?
Right. And then do they take like 2 weeks off after that, or do they only have a week holidays, or they still get 2 weeks?
I think it's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know, Adam. I don't have a job, so I don't really pay attention to holidays.
Mm-hmm. It's all holidays.
I just know when my kids are home, and it's like, ugh! that's all I know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is some fun stuff that you're going to do with the family?
I don't know. The sky's the limit. I'm not sure exactly.
I doubt the sky's the limit.
I'm not sure what the plans are. We're not going anywhere exotic, but we're going to try to find some fun close to home. Be nice if we got a little bit of snow. We had snow for all of about, I don't know, 8 hours on Monday in Vancouver, and it was kind of nice. Got to see it, and then it basically just melted. It rained a little bit in the afternoon.
You don't mind it nearly as much because your commute is 8 seconds.
Yes, definitely. It's nice to not have to drive far in that weather. But I do really like the backdrop that it provides. So I was hoping that we'd get a little bit more. Maybe we will. We'll see. Right now, it just looks like rain in the forecast, but hopefully we'll get some more snow. The dog loved the snow. It was fun watching, you know, the dog discover something brand new like snow. She was just kind of like, you know, like kid in a candy store, just sliding on it and running and popping the snow up in the air. And it was pretty funny.
Did you get dog snow pictures?
It was before work, and I had to leave early, so I snapped a couple in the darkness, and then I went to work, and by the time I got home, there was hardly a remnant of snow, so not much. It would have been better on a different day, as far as my schedule is concerned.
It sounds like your dog and my son are tied with snow excitement.
Oh, it would be close, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we had a brief flurry yesterday. Nothing stuck around. It just for about an hour and a half. It just snowed and then didn't stay and that, but even then he was excited. I'm going to go outside and try to catch some in my mouth, Dad.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah, all right. It's weird for a 32-year-old to be doing that, but enjoy. Have fun, buddy. Yeah, so there's that. I finished my video project. I think it just aired. I think the party's right now, literally right now.
Okay.
I wonder how it's doing.
Is it really? It's tonight or tomorrow night? It's one of these days?
I think it's tonight.
Okay.
I think it's usually on a Friday night. I don't know what they're doing this year because they didn't have the big party because of, mm-hmm. And so I think they were having multiple smaller parties and then trying to air it all at once.
Gotcha.
Because normally they have a big giant party in a ballroom with like, I don't know, 400 people or something. And they show it on the big screen up there. And then Now I think they're having multiple parties and then simulcasting it or something.
Okay.
Point is, my job is done. Like, what was good for me is getting, whenever I get that job finished every year, it's exciting because it's like it's a lot of pressure. And now I'm done. So what that means is I built some drawers.
Okay.
You knew where I was headed with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right into some drawers.
Some drawers. So I built some drawers. Soft close. Soft, like, it wasn't like I'd already purchased the drawer slides, so it wasn't on your recommendation, but your recommendation still was get the soft close.
Mm-hmm.
I did. And okay. You were correct, Adam.
They're good.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Why would they sell anything else now?
Yeah, I don't know that they will. I mean, there always needs to be a cheaper option, so I get why they do sell something else, but it's like anything that, you know, the automatic trunk on your car that you push the button and it just opens. Like, once you have that, you can't go back.
That's true. I've never had that. I used to own a pickup truck for like with an open like bed in the back, so it didn't. That it was automatic, which is always open.
Yeah, there's certain things like the soft close drawers. Now you can't go back. But the tailgate, the push button tailgate, is kind of amazing. That I can never go back to that.
Not the best innovation in automotive history, though.
No, top five.
I could tell you the top one. I know what the top one is.
Is it windshield wipers?
No, okay. No, because you can get around that.
Okay,
I've gotten around that. When mine broke, I've put on ski goggles and drove with my head out the window. And that is a true story. It sounds absurd. That is a true story.
I was going
snowboarding, and I certainly wasn't going to not go snowboarding.
Okay.
Yeah, it worked out. I got to go. And it's heated seats. The answer is heated seats, Adam.
Oh, they're pretty good too, yeah.
How do you, once you've seen, you know, Paris, how do you stay on the farm after
that? Yeah, I honestly don't even know, kind of like rear view cameras, if they even make cars without heated seats anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I feel like it's standard now. Anywhere in a cold climate, maybe not in Jamaica. Maybe they don't need them there.
No, I saw Cool Runnings. They don't need it.
I'm looking at the picture of your cupboards, though, and it looked, other than the hardware that you've chosen for the drawers, they look like pretty much identical to the white kind of wood cabinetry that we had done. Of course, I didn't do it. Someone else who knows what they're doing did it, but it looks very much the same style.
It is exactly the same style, yeah. It's your basic shaker style. So I was going to be under the shoot anything interesting. Not that it's a good shot. It's just.
But you already brought it up.
Yeah. Put it up. Yeah. So I want to give the listeners a sneak peek. I'm not quite done yet. You can see the tile isn't on the back wall yet.
Yeah.
That's all going to be tile, and then which I don't know how to do. So I have to figure out how to do that next week.
Cool.
Do you have any tips?
Yeah. Get someone who's good at it to do it.
Oh, yeah. Like an Italian guy?
Yeah. Mario or Luigi.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. There's a few in the neighborhood. I'll see.
Okay.
See, that's the kind of racism I can get behind, Adam. I don't care.
Nintendo. That was a Nintendo reference.
Yeah. No, just that Italians are really good at tile. Like, for real. Okay, yeah. let me clarify. It's not that Italians are good at tile, but all the best tilers are Italian. So,
okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Your guy's probably Italian. The what did you pick for hardware? Like, what's the difference in hardware? Cuz hardware was a block for me. Like
ours are like a silver or nickel kind of finish, that all our hardware. Again, the designer
That's originally picked, what I was going to go with.
The designer picked it, not us, but that looks basically the countertop that you chose makes sense for the color that you chose the hardware. So our countertops are all like that. White, not quartz. What's the other? Maybe it is quartz. Whatever that countertop, it's the indestructible stuff I think it's quartz that we got, and it's ours is very light, and so the silver, there's right. kind of a silvery tones in the countertop, therefore just nickel or silvery hardware to match.
These, yeah, so that's great. That's great. First of all, the bulk of your budget went to those countertops, is my guess.
I don't know. They're
not cheap.
No, they're not. That stuff is awesome, and that countertop is the same that we put in our bathrooms, and so yeah, that you buy a. I guess a big chunk of it, and then they use it throughout the house. So I guess it depends on how, like, obviously buying more, you get a better price per square footage, right? But that stuff is amazing. Like, it is so easy to clean. I've never had anything like it. It's amazing. It seems like that's where most of the people that I know that have remodeled in the last 2 years, it all seems to be quartz now. That seems to be the happy medium. It's not cheap for sure. It's it's not marble in terms of cost.
Not lapis lazuli.
Well, marble is more expensive. I think quartz, again, I'm not an expert on this by any means, might be slightly more expensive than the granite stuff, but it's more durable than granite.
Right.
Easier like to take care of. And marble, from what I understand, is if you are someone who drinks any wine, you do not want to spill red wine on marble. It is a giant pain, whereas quartz is super easy to take care of. So, okay. And I can attest to that. We've had it now. We're not good, we're not easy on our stuff, and the quartz looks brand new. You can just wipe anything off of it. So, yeah, it's passed the test, especially in a light. We have a very much a white top, and it is done amazing. You can spill stuff on it and clean it off in seconds.
I will. I won't clean it. I'll do the spilling.
Okay. Yeah. Get some quartz when you do your kitchen.
That's a great. That's a great call, because I didn't know, because this is obviously not quartz. This is the laundry room, right? So if I'm spending money on quartz for the laundry room, I'm charging too much for this podcast. That's for sure.
Okay. All right.
So no, this was your melamine press board, whatever. Like your basic counter.
Sure.
Which I could cut myself and load myself in the car and do the whole thing. So yeah. Anyways, I want to give everyone an update so you know that I'm not just slacking. The whole reason the video isn't out yet is because I have to finish that tile and put new taps on. Obviously, I'm not going to keep those old basement taps. But that the faucet arrives today.
Okay. Everybody. All right. And then,
the tile will go on next week, and I'll flip around and do the reverse side, which is the mudroom bench and lockers and the whole deal on the other wall facing this thing. But I will get this video series out very soon. As soon as that tile's in and we can shoot it, and I do I can't think of the word. It's like 5:40, 6 a.m. here. So for everyone listening, I'm not forgetful. It's just really early.
Okay. You're just warming up. You'll hit your stride in about 7 minutes.
Yeah. The trim on the top, the upper cabinets, you can see there's the crack there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's on purpose. I mean, there's going to be trim that goes up there. It's because when you build something straight in a room that is not 100% straight, you have to deal with that. So my cabinets are straight, but the ceiling is not. FYI, so I'm looking at you, ceiling builder. Don't point your finger at me. I built it straight, but now I have to trim that out with some, like, a little bit of cove molding, and that becomes tricky, because do I run the cove molding along the ceiling and have it be slightly crooked against the top of the cabinets, or do I run it parallel with the top of the cabinets and then figure out how to trim out the top angle? You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like quite a little bit of a debacle.
Bit of a debacle, yeah. But the sink works, even though there's no taps. The drain does work, so we're all good.
Okay.
So there we are. Much bigger job than not that I thought. I knew it'd be a big job, but I thought I'd be done already, hoping. But it turns out there's a lot of intricacies when you build this. And you know what the most important thing is, besides not cutting your fingers off?
What's that?
Order of operations. Like, knowing what order to do things in is as important as knowing what to do. And first time out, there were some missteps about, I should have probably done that first, or ordered this amount of plywood first, and all that. Because there's more plywood in this project than you think.
Okay.
That's it. That's for everyone keeping notes at home. There you go.
Got it.
All right. Reminder, our monthly challenge this month for December is F4. That's it. Like, it sounds like there should be more. F4 and open the door or something like that, but it's not. It's just F4.
Okay.
Hashtag that to Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers on the Instagram. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers, and we'll talk about that in the new year, Adam. 2022.
Okay. Can't wait.
For the new year?
Yeah, to talk about it in the new year. Like, that's, oh, it's big on my list.
Okay. I thought maybe, yeah, okay. I haven't been looking for the new year. I don't know. Even number year, maybe?
No, 22? It's all the same to me. Changing the number doesn't change anything.
Yeah, I don't write checks anymore, so who cares? There you go. All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week besides the dog in the snow for 8 seconds?
I shot my daughter doing like a little, she's going to, I think, audition for some community theater, and she wanted to do like a little audition tape. So she had to do a little song, and she had to do a little monologue. And so she asked if I would video it. And so I said, yeah, this is a good opportunity to test out the R5 or not. No, it's all backwards. R6, the R6 camera and the 24-105 RF lens that I bought that I really haven't used very much. It seems like it's perfect for video. And for what I mostly shoot at this time of year, hockey and some dog pictures, I've been using either primes or the 70-200. So I thought, I'm going to test this thing out with video. I want to see how the focus tracking works. I got the, you know, new L bracket for the camera and the fancy new tripod. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to use all my stuff. I took the microphone because she's going to, obviously the audio is important to the video tape. So I took that little, the one I'm using for recording this podcast, the video micro mic, and put it on a light stand. I have one of those coiled kind of plug-in things.
You mic'd it like night. I thought maybe you mounted it on the camera, but even
so
better.
So I could get that a little closer, still out of the shot, and then get that audio closer to where she was going to be. So we did it, and I just used the video mode, and just when I turned it on, it just basically tracked her perfectly. So it just follows her face. It didn't have to do anything. It picks up especially when there's one person in the photo, you can choose how many people to track. I think there must be a maximum. I don't know if it's two or three, but anyways, it tracked her wherever she went. So the thing is perfect, perfectly in focus. Didn't have to do anything. Set it up and let it go. And we did a couple of takes, chose the one we liked, and that's it. It was pretty easy. I also realized that we did all this new lighting in our house, and I haven't shot really any video in our family room, but we did all this lighting in our house. So we put in all the pot lights all over. We didn't have the greatest lighting. We had really actually terrible lighting in our living room because there was just one ceiling fixture and didn't have an even spread of light. And so now with all the pot lights, shooting a video, it was so good. The lighting was terrific in there. So I was really happy with how the video looked. And then the audio sounded really good with the little video micro, because I probably wouldn't have even have thought of that had you not mentioned it, I don't know, one or two podcasts ago when you were talking about the video you were shooting and using that. I thought, oh yeah, like I could mic this up and do this pro. So pretty straightforward.
It's what it was actually made for. Like, it's made for shooting with DSLRs.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was awesome. Really easy. Just has a little microphone port in the side of the camera and just plug it in and then position the mic. Like you say, as long as a cord that you have, you have that kind of range. So I was able to get the mic
too long, it'll sound terrible, but like not what you're doing. You're well within the range, but if you go much longer, you'll start to introduce noise. But
Okay, yeah, I didn't.
Just out of people out there.
Yeah, I did not experience that. But again, we're talking maybe 2 feet from the camera. Like it's.
No, those microphones are about 1,000 times better than they should be at that price point.
Yeah, it wasn't expensive. I don't remember the cost, but it was
under 100 bucks.
I was going to say under 100 bucks. I was going to say maybe 80 or 90 bucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They come. I think you probably pick one up around 60 bucks or something like that. Like it's ridiculous. Considering like, you know, I bought my ME66 20 plus years ago, but it was probably like 800 bucks at the time. Still a better mic, but not a 15 times better, Mike. I can't do the math really quick. 14 right. times?
Well, a lot more. Yeah.
Yeah, more. More mm-hmm. than that. So awesome. Did you shoot like 24 frames a second? Did you shutter speed or you just went, hey, we'll deal with this later?
No, I can't remember. I set it up, like I downgraded the resolution a bit because just for the fact that I didn't want to have a massive file for her to have to send via email or whatever. So I did not do that. So yeah, I downgraded it to, I think, pretty much just regular 1080p. I might have shot it at 60 frames a second. I can't remember. I set up the video in camera like a few months back to what I thought mm-hmm. would make the most sense as far as file storage, and I was thinking more along the lines if I was shooting hockey, and so I honestly don't remember, so I'd have to look at how many frames a second it was actually shot at.
Oh, I smell an episode coming. There not tonight, but
wow, I don't know if that's only because I was using the RF lens that focus tracking thing works so amazingly. I know those lenses are kind of designed for it. I haven't tried it with like the 50 millimeter on that same setting. So I don't know if it works the exact same or if it's a feature that's really only for the specific lenses. Don't know. But I can tell you with the 24-105, it's magnificent.
All right.
Yeah.
Recommendation. Get it.
Yeah. Well, and for you, if you were shooting your videos like you're talking about, you could just basically set it up and it just follows you around wherever you go. So it, as long as you stay in the frame, you're going to be sharp focus.
That would be cool because as it is right now, like I have the, although I wouldn't really be super thrilled about dropping that kind of money on a camera and then putting it in my dusty environment.
True. Yeah.
Because the sawdust. I need. Speaking of Patreon, if everyone kicks in, I'll have to buy a dust collection system in my workshop. Because right now, I mean, I do have places for the dust to go, but it's a mess, and I clean it up all the time. And my camera does get covered in sawdust, which I usually blow out with the compressor. But, yeah, so now I basically have the, external LED, LCD monitor. What do you call those little things? Monitor, field monitor. Mm-hmm. But I mount that in the hot shoe and flip it around forward facing so I can see, and I got to focus on something and then jump into frame and then do it there. Fortunately, it's not like, Quentin Tarantino's shooting my videos. So it's not a lot of camera movement,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scorsese busy, not around for this one. So a lot of standing around, but that does sound like it'd be pretty cool to have.
For people whatever they're called, like the video, what are they called? Like the, not a podcast, but who do the, what are the video things called?
TikTok, I think.
Well, there's that, but what about just people, vlogs or whatever. I don't know if that's still a thing. But anyone who's just taking their own videos or Instagram live or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of the new phones probably do this tremendously well in addition to the fancy cameras. But again, having only ever lived in the DSLR world where video seems like it just was so difficult, or at least it was for me, this is completely simplified and easy. Like anybody could do this in seconds. So
I'm still torn because, I mean, the video is awesome and everything. He did kill the radio star. Mm. So people forget that.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Oh, and we had Nikolaus came on December the 6th, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So the annual photo. So there you go. This is my kids getting their new pajamas.
Right. Yeah. Yay. They're getting big. Like feel like your son's getting a little too old for the Spider-Man PJs. He actually could be Peter Parker.
He could be. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, so much so that this year, so he's a big cat for sure. And like even for a 7-year old, well, he's eight years old now, but even for an 8-year old, he's a big cat. And so he's got those pajamas are from last year. He's kind of almost outgrown them, and
almost. But,
is he outgrown? I can't tell. I don't know.
They're a little bit tight. Yeah,
they are a little bit tight. Yeah, that's true. But we'll see. We got them the biggest ones we could last year, and they were for the 12-year-olds. And which he got as a 7-year-old. He got the size 10 to 12 or whatever it was. And that, like, all right, well, there we go. So this year, we you can see he did not get Spider-Man this year because they stopped making them.
Right.
Because he has to wear them. Because I guess 14-year-olds don't wear Spider-Man pajamas. And we had to buy him the 14-year-old size.
Right.
Keep in mind, that's 14-year-old Europe. That's not 14-year-old Canada.
Right.
There's a difference here. They're slight individuals, I think. I don't know. Point is, he stopped getting Spider-Man pajamas. You're right. He was Peter Parker. Yeah. If you look close, you can see in Dad's boot, he got a Bluetooth speaker somehow.
Oh, okay.
That's what I got.
Nice.
I couldn't. Yeah, because my other one had been dropped a number of times and stopped working.
Okay, good. Good for you. Yeah.
So is that. Not part of the tradition. It just, I happened to order one and it showed up the night before. And so my wife said, oh, we'll put it in your boot. So if you kids, if you're listening, we are Nikolaus. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think they know it. But yeah. So anyway, I pre-light this every year. As you can see, this isn't available lighting. I have gels, which sounds complicated, but it's actually very, very simple. Care to guess the lighting?
You've got something in the house behind them because I can see it on the door frame and on the rim light for them. So maybe two lights in there somewhere, because is it all just one in the back? And then you've got one coming through your office camera right that's giving the light on her, your daughter's hair, and then your son's side of your face. And then there might even be one more toned down camera left that's, I guess, kind of a fill. Otherwise, you'd get some darker shadows on the right side of their faces.
Indeed. So in behind them, I have a hard light with a 3/4 blue on it.
Mm-hmm.
Why 3/4, Adam? It's because it's the first blue I grabbed. And thus, in the pile, I was like, oh, I grab one. Oh, I guess we're going with the 3/4 blue. And then on the camera right, in my office, you're correct, I have an umbrella shooting through that window. And that is a 3/4 orange. Again, first orange I grabbed. Mm-hmm. So it worked out. We have a 1.5 split on those. And then those are set up the night before. And then I have one ready to go in an umbrella to take outside and in the morning and put camera left to fill in that side. That's just bare, no gel on those.
Okay.
On that one.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, no, it looks good. And it's not the lighting. Yeah, clearly, if you look for it, you can tell that there's lighting here. But it's not like it doesn't take away from the photo at all, and it just looks cool. So good.
But
good
December 5th, I'll tell you what, December 5th is not Clean Your Windows Day.
Yeah, there's a little bit of grime on those front windows. That's true.
Yeah. Well, I have these two things called kids, and so guess what they do? Like, my son likes to touch everything. Like, oh, I will smear my hands on literally everything in the house. You know, you've got one of those.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of dirt, we have the dog now, and it rains a lot in Vancouver at this time of year, and we just call her Dirty Paws because she also likes to go outside about 600 times a day. And so you just get her paws clean and you're like, all right, we're in for a bit. And we've trained her to ring the bell when she has to go to the bathroom, which she does. She rings the bell when she has to go to the bathroom, but she also rings the bell whenever she just wants to go outside, because she knows ring the bell means you have to take me outside.
Right.
So now she's just like every 8 minutes, just ring the bell, time to play outside.
Oh man, she's playing you.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you don't take her, you're rolling the dice on whether she really has to go or not. So most of the time, she does go. She proves it to you. She's like, no, I really have to go.
She's playing it. She's just for later on. She has that in her back pocket. Yeah. Whatever. We're too late. We're We're through the looking glass now.
And it is pretty funny because she goes up, and if you ignore, if you're like, oh, you don't have to go, she'll just sit there and she'll just keep bumping the bell until you come. It's pretty funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
You should ring the bell every time you go to the bathroom.
Just that's
to
let what everyone Sarah know. Said. She's like, Sarah said she's going to start ringing the bell. It's like you get a lot of attention when you ring the bell. You're like, hey, pay attention to me. I'm ringing the bell.
Just have your own little bell around your, wear one around your neck.
Well, she's got one of those too, so we know where she's at. Yeah.
Your daughter?
No, the dog.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I might get one for Sarah for Christmas. I'll see. I'll see if I can get that Amazon over to you in time.
Yeah.
Just ring. Hey. Hey, everybody. Awesome. All right. Photo challenge was family Christmas card.
Right.
Which you said, oh, I'll do the dog.
Yep.
I thought it would be the family.
Yeah. And I have this idealistic photo, which I would have loved to have done had we had the chance, which is go to the Ho 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 house across the street from the high school in McMath High School. Did you go to McMath? I can't remember.
It didn't exist when I went to high school.
Okay, so across from McMath, there's the house that we always take our annual Christmas photo at that has like the spectacular lights. And so I would have liked to have gone with the kids and wife and dog and taken the photo in front of there. And I still plan to do that before the holidays are out. It just wasn't in the cards for this week. So had to opt for the setup in my living room and then Photoshop in the Christmas hat. Didn't have to use the hat, but I thought the little cheesy touch of the hat was screamed Christmas card this year. So that's what I did. Yeah, beanbag chair in front of the Christmas tree and try to, you know, lure the dog into looking in the general vicinity. And then once you got the photo, I didn't have to, but I added the little cheesy Photoshop. And I could have looked for something more realistic, but no matter what, the dog is so fluffy that it would have been far too much Photoshop work to try to really make it look natural. And so therefore I went with, didn't even try to make it look natural, just plunked it on, just basically did a Google on a Santa hat and then just dropped it on her head. And there you go.
At first glance, I when you look at it, you go, oh yeah, that's clearly Photoshopped. I didn't even notice it was Photoshopped right away. Not what I was looking at.
Oh, and I was not trying to hide it whatsoever. No? I was just like,
well, now I can see, but
the lighting doesn't make any sense, right? But at the same time, it depends on how big of a screen you're looking at. I guess if you're looking on a phone, maybe you wouldn't notice. I'm looking at it on my monitor, in which case, like, it's pretty obvious.
I'm projecting onto the house across the street.
Sure.
and it still looks good. And then my neighbor's confused at this early hour, but
yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So there you have it. There you have this simple photo.
Was this a new shoot specifically for this, or did you take it from last week's
series? Oh, it was totally taken from last week's series. Are you kidding me?
Okay. So here's what I thought. I thought this would be the kick in the ass that you and I'm going to absolutely include myself in this. I thought it was the kick in the ass that we needed to get a family photo out ahead of the holidays this year.
Right. Yeah.
And that was part of my inspiration. Was like, well, Adam's gonna shoot a family photo. He's gonna want to do it a little bit early this year. I'm gonna turn up the heat. And I was on the same page. I was like, I ended up doing it like late last night, or not late, but late-ish last night in terms of getting it done. Because I was like, oh well, we'll try to get something outside, and we don't really go outside now, but, you know. We do, but the weather has just been not cooperating. Like it's just been kind of blech.
Right.
That's a meteorological term. Maybe you don't know what that means, but like you learn that at meteorological school. Blech.
Right.
It's just kind of gray and lousy. So I was like, didn't want to do that. So we went with a white background, of course, because that's my wheelhouse, as we learned. So there's me and the family on a white background.
Nice. And is this a new photo for this?
Yeah, last night. Took it last night.
Oh, wow. So you actually did a new photo. Good for you.
I did a new photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't going to, but then I was like, well, I can't really issue the challenge and then abs just phone it right in. Like, that would be terrible. So I'm, you know, I fully understand it. I wasn't a dig at you. I was, I was just saying.
Yeah, it felt personal. Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but one of the challenges here is getting you must know, like, getting four people onto a single white background. It's not always easy.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of right up to the edge, because I don't like to keep my the subjects directly next to the white background. Like, I pull everybody out and light the background separately, even though I probably could have got away with just doing a bunch of soft boxes and keep everybody close to the background. But that's not how I operate. So I pulled everybody out and then try to get everybody nice and close, which kind of works out. Everyone got in there. But the other issue is, how do you adjust the heights of your kids?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. I was looking at it going like, your son is now taller than your daughter. Like,
yeah.
Which is, I mean, there's not much you can do. I guess if you leave him down, he's way too low and then it doesn't look right either, right?
Well, in our little time pinch last night, you know, like, so I basically, I was like, okay, I got to put him on I'll use an industry term, Adam. I got to put him on an Apple box.
Right.
But I don't have a proper set of Apple boxes. Like, when you make a movie, you have these things that are actually called Apple boxes. There's no apples in them. They're just, you just stand on them. And, but they have like different sizes, like a full Apple box, and they have like a half, a quarter, and like you use various combinations to get the right height. Mm-hmm. And I just have a crate that I made out of old bed slats. And so he's that height. And then my daughter, who's a tall drink of water in her own right, then she was a little bit too short. So I got, you know, I got three, four scrap pieces of 3/4-inch plywood that she's standing on, like laid down flat. And wasn't quite, I look at it later. I was like, yeah, everyone's face is really close to one another, except his eyes should be a little bit below hers,
even right,
just to denote that he is not taller than her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Major fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also, evidently, I should have a half Apple box too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, wow, your wife is way taller than you.
Yeah. Now, in all fairness, I think she is standing on one sheet of plywood, but still, we're not gonna squibble over those 18 mils. It's, she is taller than me, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah, but I have self-confidence, so I don't really care.
So it's fine. Yeah, it's a tie.
Yeah, we're fine. It's all good. Yeah, so there you go. Adam Froy, Vine Octon.
Nice.
The end. All right. And then that'll be issued digitally. Do people still send out Christmas cards? I think they should.
I'm guessing they do. I think we've gotten a couple.
Yeah, I like getting them. And I think it's a lost thing. Like you used to get swamped with them because, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty popular with people. And so we would get a lot of them. And then now we do not. So maybe people still do them and I'm less popular. That's possible.
Yeah, I think that's my problem too. Just losing popularity.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
But people like anyway, my wife though, so I feel like she'll get some. She's just probably not sharing them with me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people must like your wife a little bit less because she married you.
Maybe they just feel bad for her, so they like her more for like I'm a project. She's taking me on as a project.
Oh yeah, interesting. Okay. Yeah, sure. Like you feel bad for the dog you rescue from the pound, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, I see. I can see it now. Interesting. Getting into the psychology of mistakes.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, it'll be issued digitally again this year because it's easier.
Right.
That's my point. Okay, what are we getting into? Oh, wish list. Let's blow through this. We haven't. Did we do this last year? I don't remember.
Probably. The wish list, we kind of always do a wish list. And now, are these things that? Because I think well on the spot. I don't know if you know that about me. Like I'm just gonna come up with this in real time.
You don't think you think better on the spot because you do no prep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm going to do this, but you have to give the parameters. Are these things that we think other people should get, or are these things specifically that we don't have and we should get?
Well, we've done in the past, we have done what other people should get or want or et cetera. I thought this year, so what I did this year was I just picked out three things that that I want.
Mm, that you don't have.
That I don't have.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I might zig and zag. I don't know where I'm going to go with this. I know for sure
it's a wish. It's a wish list. Like the number one on my wish list is that we get this thing moving.
Okay, go for it. Tell me your first thing.
I would like a thickness planer. No, that's a true story. I actually would. I would like a thickness planer.
Okay. All right. How about photography related?
No, I will take pictures of it. If somebody buys me a thickness planer, right. I will take pictures. I will send an autograph photo to whoever buys me a thickness planer. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, great.
It could be you. It could be your wife. I don't know.
Yeah, she's on it. She's on Amazon right now looking for them.
Yeah, yeah. So even better is if like in German, it's a great translation to thickness planer. Dicke Hobel.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Yeah, so if you want to... You get one of those Dickinho. I'm not sure about the exact. No, it's,
yeah, you said it enough.
Yeah, I'll give one more time. No, no. Okay, so that. But photography. Now, here's the first thing I picked. So these, I picked kind of high end things. Well, the first one not super high end, but the other two pretty high end. High. Normally we pick little things that are achievable. I went high end.
Okay. All right.
So the first thing, and you might actually, depending on what your daughter ends up doing with this community theater or what the theater does, they might want to hire you to come out and shoot some things. And if they do, you might want a slightly different mic because you're running the boom mic with the little thing. That's not ideal if people are moving around, et cetera. You want a lav mic, right? Mm,
okay.
And so I've had a couple of different... So my pick is the DJI mic. It comes in a set. I think it's like a receiver with two transmitters. So you have two mics that go in. And it comes in like it's like one of those iPhone, not iPhone, the headphone, the AirPods case. The case does the charging. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can charge the things up, and then the case has a charge, and so you can charge on the road, that kind of thing. So I think it's around $380 or something in Europe for this setup. But what it is, here's the deal. So I own a radio mic. Like I've had a Sennheiser radio mic for 20 plus years. Yeah, I can't believe that. 20 plus years I've had a radio mic, and they're great. Like they're awesome. You plug the receiver into your camera or recording unit or whatever you're recording with. And we just transmit audio from the person wears a pack, called a pack, and hopefully they don't drop it in the toilet, which happened on a shoot I was on one time on a reality show. The girl dropped it, and that was a very expensive one, not even my Sennheiser. That was a very expensive mic. Anyway, so it broadcasts the audio. Well, what if there's some interference? What if there's some radio interference on that channel? You're out of luck. Right.
Okay.
And it happens. It happens. You sometimes get some interference from, you know, maybe you're around the airport or whatever it is. There's a lot going on now. And then couple years ago, I picked up they started making, instead of a pack radio mic, it's a little digital recorder. So okay. the pack itself just records the audio. Downside is, as the camera operator, you can't hear that. It just records. So you're assuming you're getting good levels, but it's not, you know, lock, stock, guarantee.
Okay.
The DJI mic is a radio mic with a built-in recorder. So it does both.
That sounds good.
I'll have that. That's fantastic because now you can get a nice clear signal into your camera, which is automatically synced because if the way I record my workshop, woodworking videos is I use the pack recorder, but I have to do a hand clap, like a self slate before every shot. So I can sync it all up later. With this, you have the audio coming into the camera and you can use it fully usable. And if there's a mic hit, we call it, you can go back to the original recording and quickly lay that in, and you're good to go.
Okay.
And the price point for what you get is ridiculously low. Like, really, I know it sounds like a lot of 300 and whatever it was. If you are looking for audio down the road, Adam, this is something you want to look into.
Okay. All right.
All right. Was that the first thing on your list?
No, but now it is. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not the first thing.
What do you got?
I'm going to go with a new camera bag. And there's one specifically that I want, and I saw it at London Drugs the other day. They have kind of a pretty substantial camera bag kind of section in their photography area. And I have really, really kind of grown a liking to the Peak Design brand, and they have bags. Peak Design makes bags, and the bag is called the Everyday Sling, and they have different sizes. I think they have a 3 liter, a 6 liter, and a 10 liter. And there's a version one, and I think the new ones that are out are a version two, but it is like just the 6 liter, I think, is the one that I'll probably be looking to get somewhere in the near future. Will be on my Christmas wish list. Is just perfect for like a mirrorless body and probably two lenses, a couple of cards, batteries. And it's the design of it. It's almost like side fanny pack kind of part messenger bag, but super comfortable over one shoulder. Stuff is all accessible, and for the size, and it like if it's empty, like you can collapse it down to a much flatter area. So no, it looks pretty ideal. I know the big one, the 10 liter one, is super popular, but that's probably bigger than I would use. I'm looking for something that I would really just, instead of using the top loader zoom one that I have, which is perfectly functional. I've had it for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years now, probably. Uh-huh. It's just not comfortable. Like the strap part of it and the way it hangs with the full frame camera and a 70-200, and it's just not comfortable on the shoulder. Whereas this Peak Design one is like 1,000 times more comfortable. So in my old age now, I'm thinking much more about just comfortable. I do like the look of the Peak Design Sling. So check that out. That's definitely going to be on my wish list.
And what's the price range on something like that?
I think the 6 liter one is about $130. And I think that the 10 liter one is probably a little closer to $200. I think I've seen it on sale, maybe $160, $170. And I haven't actually seen the 3 liter one in person, but again, I'm going to say it's under $100 would be my guess.
And they look cool.
They look cool. Like, yeah.
They're good looking bags. Like, I'm going to come out and say that's a negative.
No, I like things that look cool.
I do like things that look cool, but so do thieves.
No, this doesn't look like a camera bag. Yeah, this would definitely not be something that I would look at thinking, oh, there's camera equipment in there. So no, it doesn't.
Like you're out with your dog. The guy's probably thinking that's where he's carrying his dog poop with him.
So yeah, I'm not gonna steal that. Sure. His poop bags and his treats. I think that the bags that I have now, like they scream camera bag. They're low pro. Like I have the backpack one, which again has been perfectly fine. And then I have the top. I'm almost always used the top loader one because I don't generally try to carry all my equipment. And that's why I was looking in that section going, oh God, I gotta, for my body's sake, I gotta get something that's a little bit more comfortable to wear.
Yeah. I find that like with the top loader one, which I have the TLZ, whatever it's called. I don't have I think you have the bigger one for the zoom lens. I have the smaller one without that. For the 70-200, right? Like yours fits the 70-200?
Yeah.
Mine does not. I have the smaller one. But I find whenever I use it, which is now is never. I don't ever use it anymore. Because it was basically, for me, it was a camera protector for transport. Like you go in the car, and then once I go shoot, I would just take the camera with me and leave the bag.
Okay.
And so once your cameras get old enough, you no longer care about them getting beat up in the car.
Right.
And so I just find I don't use it. I just bring it out without it, or I use the sling bag that we have. Or sometimes on some shoots where I know I'm not walking around, I take the big giant bag with everything with me, you know, cause you got to take 4 flashes or whatever it is. And you can't get any flashes in the top load zoom.
Right. Yeah, I can get one in mine. I can get one flash in the front pocket, 70 to 200 in there, which is way too much weight for what it puts on your shoulder. Yeah. So again, it's just it's not good. And the design of the sling with a much wider strap and the way that the weight again is kind of fanny pack style across the side, it's just a better weight dispersion. Yeah.
Well done.
So
all right.
Peak Design stuff, like if you haven't looked at their stuff is phenomenal. Everything they make is good. I mean, I've looked at all sorts of stuff now because you go down that road, you start looking up their stuff and then it takes you to their website. And man, that's an innovative company. I'll say that.
I think one of the things I missed, like I noticed when I was in Vancouver a couple of weeks ago, I actually went into a London Drugs a couple of times and which I have not done in years. Because there's no London Drugs here, even though we're closer to London than you. And so I miss that, like going in and actually seeing the showroom, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. all the different options and seeing things and going, oh, that looks good. And then exploring more on their website, obviously. So I think I really miss that experience. We have camera stores here. It's just not the same. It's not that London Drugs kind of experience.
Right.
Okay. All right, my second thing on my wish list, now that I have a thickness planer, I would like a garage full of rough cut oak, Adam.
Okay, all right.
Build everything in oak. I think that's the way to go. I like oak. Everyone likes oak.
Yeah, why not? Okay. Strong like oak.
Strong like oak. Oh, Jerry Maguire, he just went.
Okay. Yeah, my word, something about my word is like oak or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Jeffrey Lebowski's brother, by the way.
Yeah.
Well done, Bo. All right. My photo choice is, I told you I'm going big. The Fuji GFX 100S, the quote unquote medium format version of the Fuji.
And this is like $8 million, or how much does this thing
cost? I think it's like 6,000 euros.
Okay, all right.
That's so it's not the end of the world. I mean, relatively speaking, it's funny because, like, I think back to my first digital video camera was like $6,000, you know, and it wasn't even HD. It was like 640 by 480, you know. Of course, that was 1999, so things were different. But I got partway through working out a Prince joke and couldn't figure out how the mechanics on it. You know, bat dance. So this is the big camera that shoots the big, basically it's two full frame sensors put together, but so it's not quite medium format. It's a little bit ambitious to call it medium format, but at that price, you are taking a much larger sensor. It would entail a complete revamp on my end of getting lenses and stuff. So that's why it's a wish. It's not going to happen, but it's on my list. I would love to shoot portraits with something like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You haven't dove deep into those cameras either, have you?
No, I'm all done camera shopping for 7 years, let's say.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, no, this thing does everything I need it to do. So I'm... Yeah, and I still like the 6D, but it is hard to go back to the focus system. That's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I think anybody who gets any kind of new camera, that's the part that's just like, oh man, like what, you know, 7 or 8 years has done as far as just technology and focusing cameras.
Oh yeah. I'll narrow that down to 3 years or less. Like it's the leap they've made in the last little bit has been phenomenal. So the Fuji GFX 100S, if the store is all out of thickness planers, I'll take one of those.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Adam.
I don't have, and part of my problem here is I can tell you what I think other people should get, but I don't, mm-hmm. outside of a Do bag, it. I bought everything. I bought everything that I really had on my wish list. So if you had asked me 2 months ago, I would have said a new tripod, and I can only speak to the one I bought. I didn't really do a lot of research outside of looking at what my price point was. And so I bought the three-legged thing and mm-hmm. out of the UK, I said, and I bought the Punx Cory one. They have so many tripods in that line, but again, from the limited use that I've played around with it, I probably used it a half dozen times since I've had it. It is so user friendly. And I think that it's a perfect combination of versatility and price, and has a pretty nice head on it. And that L bracket. So if I'm going to go 2 and 3 here, those two complement each other so nicely. I will never not have an L bracket with my camera ever again, just seeing how easy it is. And it just makes the camera more comfortable to hold. So I really like having, I got big hands, Al. I got big meaty hands. I got man hands. I got big meaty man hands. And
you do.
I like having...
We call them sausage fingers, but yeah.
Well, and I think I'm just used to having bigger cameras, like between the 5D Classic and the 6D. And this mirrorless one's a little bit smaller. It's not that far off of the 6D, but having that L bracket just makes it, again, I think fit my hands a little bit better, and it gives a little bit of exterior protection to the camera, but it really doesn't add any weight. And so it's just a better grip for me. So I like it. And then not ever having to find one of those tripod mounts and put it on and off. It's just always ready to go in any orientation. So the combo of an L bracket and a tripod, a functional tripod, like the three-legged thing I bought, is absolutely money well spent at Christmas time, and not break the bank money. I think the tripod was $250, something like that. It might have been on sale for right around $200, and the L bracket was under $100. I want to say it was $80. So none of these are massive big ticket items, but certainly for the photographers who shoot regular landscape stuff, I can't imagine not having an L bracket if you don't have one.
All right. So your wish list is for other people.
That's yeah. Because I bought it. Yeah.
I'm saying you're a great guy.
Yeah. And I stand by those purchases. I know I got stung on the gloves a month or two ago. Like, and I'm not even putting
how are the updated gloves?
The new gloves are good. No kidding. The new gloves are good. They were twice as much as the original gloves. But yeah, don't spend too little on your photography gloves. That's my advice.
Or sushi,
like you always say, yeah. Okay, yep. So now you should have one more item, right?
I got one more, and so this one I actually need. So the other ones are I wanted, but this one I need. I do need a new cordless screwdriver / drill. Mine, I'm right in the process of burning mine out completely.
Okay.
So, but again, we'll go with photography, and so I'm going to swing big and say I would like an R5 just to be better than Adam a little bit. Like,
yeah, part of just it is a little bit better. Now, is that is that sensor different than the Fuji one that you talked about?
Yeah, the Fuji one's much larger.
Oh, okay. Because how do they get so many millions of pixels into the R5?
Technology.
Okay. All right. Good answer.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Did I go over your head a little bit there? I guess they make them smaller. I don't know. The R5 is probably overkill. I honestly, if I was buying a camera for myself, which I might end up soon, you know, depending on how video jobs go and whatnot, I'd probably really want like an R5.5, like something between what they have.
Well, don't they have, there's other ones too, right? Aren't there?
Well, they're coming out with the new one. Their naming protocol is intentionally confusing, by the way, because there's no way the R5 should be better / more expensive than the R6. More is better.
Right.
High numbers are better.
That's it's right. Like, that's well, why yeah, it's so confusing.
That's why ours go to 11. Right.
Right.
And so so the R5 is pretty phenomenal, and it really only has a couple of features that yours is missing, and I don't know. Like, I don't think you missed them. I think I might, like the top little LCD screen, or you know, a couple of tiny little minor fixes, which are probably not worth the money. But
unless you want that crazy resolution, right? Like that.
Well, I don't shoot 8K. I'm not shooting 8K video.
Right.
You can kick rocks with that. I'm happy with HD isn't broken, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like I honestly do shoot 4K sometimes. I even shot 4K on this last project, like some of it, just so that I could basically down-res it to 1080 and reframe it how I needed it. And so the output is still 1080 because no one wants to deal with 4K, you know, or like a client. They might think they do, but they don't. So, I mean, so this last project I shot, the bulk of it I shot with the X100, which does not do 4K. The bulk of it was shot with the X100F, which was actually very okay for video. Now, it's not professional. You don't get all the bells and whistles of the focus tracking, the IS, which is actually the main issue. I don't really care about focus tracking when I'm shooting because I tend to do okay with it, you know, manually for the most part. But the no IS was a big issue, actually. If there was IS on the X100, I would use that for a ton of video. But still, it's not going to compete with the R5, the R6.
Right.
Those things are phenomenal. It sounds like it's exactly what I want/need out of a video camera. Like when you shot your daughter's little thing, did you use the flip out screen or the eyepiece?
I didn't. I was just looking at the screen, but I didn't even have it flipped out. Like I said, I just turned it on and it followed her. And then I pushed record. That's what I did.
No, but when you're looking at lining up the shot, you're looking at the LCD screen and not through the EVF.
Right. The LCD screen, but I didn't use it all flipped out or anything. There's no need to. I just basically had it flipped so it's flat to the body. Yeah, I thought that's what you meant. But yeah, I used the LCD. I didn't need the EVF for it at all.
Well, the one major breakdown with the DSLRs, having the mirror in them, you can either look through the eyepiece, which is not EVF, which is the actual eyepiece, or on the LCD screen. But if you want to actually use it as a camera, you have to attach that, you know, third party eyepiece to the back and look and operate the camera that way. Well, I don't want to do that. I actually want to shoot using the EVF. And when you're shooting, yeah, the LCD screen looks cool and all that stuff. It's handy for a lot of stuff, especially if you're on a tripod, etc. But if you're going to run around, like do quote unquote run and gun style, you want that extra point of contact of basically your eyebrow keeping the camera steady. Even though you still have all the built-in image stabilization, you want to keep it up against your face. That keeps the camera very, very steady, and it's a great way to shoot. And flipping back and forth with that on the DSLRs is a massive pain. And if you want to shoot some stills and then go shoot some video, you got to deal with that whole camera screen. It's no fun. So I absolutely positively want R5, R6. So that's the last thing on the wish list.
Okay.
All right. Monthly challenge for December is F4. Put that on the Instagram, hashtag it. You know it. By this point, you know how to do it, right, Adam?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Challenge for next week, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
None. There's none. Next week is the Christmas special.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whew.
That's what's special about it, is there's no challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nor do we talk about warning. Next week, there shall be no photography talk.
Okay.
So there you go. The following week, though, I'm going to issue that for the 2 weeks out. We're going to have a challenge.
Okay.
Christmas something or other. That's what it is.
Okay.
So that we'll talk about that in 2 weeks. But next week, again, everyone, fair warning, no photo talk next week. Just good times.
Just good times. All right.
Yeah, there's that. Adam will have like 7 or 8 rum and eggnogs and just let her rip.
Yeah.
So a lot of bleeping, a lot of censorship next weekend, I'm guessing.
Probably, yeah.
So there's that. All right, website, Adam. Are you Instagramming again?
No, not really, no.
The dog, people want to see the dog, Adam.
Oh, I know, I should. Okay, all right. In the next, over the Christmas holidays, make this commitment. At least 5 photos posted.
Whoa!
Yeah, 5. I'm going to post 5 photos between now and New Year's. How about that?
I'd like one of them to be the dog ringing the bell.
Yeah, the bell.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pee-pee bell. We call that one the pee-pee bell. Which I think he played for the Blue Jays for 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was George's nickname, was pee-pee. I don't know if you knew that.
Pee-pee bell. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Fun fact. All right, my stuff you can find at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.